Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth, and we have with us this morning Denise Miller. How are you, Denise?
I'm great. It's so hot.
Boy, isn't it, though?
Oh, my gosh. It's like from Anchorman, you know. It's so hot, you know. That's what... Yeah. Milk was a bad choice. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that line or not, but yeah. So hot.
You know what? It's going to be 10 degrees cooler tomorrow than today.
You know, we'll probably need a light jacket. No, I'm not kidding.
I don't
when
know.
When we had that 70 degree spell, I did feel like I needed a light jacket.
It's just cool. It's cooled off here. Oh, my word. So, well, I don't know. How was your weekend? What'd you do? Stay cool?
Well, yeah, you know, kind of, sort of. Yeah, it was Jackson Miller's 35th birthday yesterday. Can you believe that?
No.
Neither can I.
No. Wow. Okay. I remember him playing sports.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
The whole bit.
So we had a birthday party yesterday. So we got to go up to Altoona and saw the grandkids and... And my daughter-in-law, nobody cares about this, but on Amazon, you can buy these birthday cake topper things.
Yeah.
And she's been buying them for all of us on our birthday. And every year, and so the last few birthdays, since Dan's birthday in December, she does these deals. Like, some of them shoot confetti. Yeah. Some of them, like, have, like, so giant. So Jackson's had a giant, it looked like a torch.
Yeah.
And it shot this big flame up in the air, like about, I say, it wasn't like 3 foot. It was like, you know, 6 inches up in the air. And then it like opened up into like a flower and it had candles that were lit all the way around it. And it played a little song.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. It was so fun. That was the whole highlight of the day.
I guess.
You know, that and, you know.
I hope you have video of that.
Oh, yeah. We got video
of
that. But, yeah. So, yeah. 35.
I can't believe
that. That makes me feel really old.
Wow.
You know, I think I was 12 when I had
I remember him driving the basketball up the court. And goodness. Amy Shipley as well. Amy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you,
Aaron? I'm well. How was your weekend?
Oh, not too bad.
What'd you do this weekend? Did you stay cool?
I didn't.
You got hot as well, huh?
I did.
Yeah. She has livestock, so she doesn't have fun.
No. Oh, gosh. You have to really work. Make sure they stay cool.
Yeah, we did a lot of watering this weekend.
I bet you did.
Put ice out for the bunny rabbit and just, tried to keep everything cool and alive.
Yes. Well, I think I tried to do that, too.
Yeah.
Cool and alive.
Yeah.
I love it today. Are you ready to retire or just ready to quit?
I know.
Oh, haven't we all had that? I'm just ready to just done.
Everybody. I had that this morning, you know.
So tell me about it. Set this up for me today.
You know, we've all had those days. You know, the phone doesn't stop ringing. Somebody calls in sick. A customer has an issue or they're demanding and... People you work with and your employees are irritating you and they're frustrating.
Not us.
Yeah. Not at Milestone Financial Group.
No.
But, you know. But, you know, maybe you're sitting in traffic, which you don't really so much here in Red Oak. But, you know, you sit in traffic and you think, oh, my gosh, I cannot do this. I am done. You know, and for people in their late 50s and 60s, retirement starts sounding really appealing, especially after a particularly difficult day at work.
Yes.
But here's the question. Are you really ready to retire, or are you simply looking for a change? And today we're going to talk about telling the difference.
Okay. This should be good. Okay, Amy, burnout isn't the same as retirement.
That's right.
So talk to me about that.
Okay.
At least they tell me.
So, you know, burnout, you might have had a bad day like Denise has talked about. And one of the biggest mistakes that people can potentially make is making a permanent decision based on a temporary situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
emotions will come and go, but making a decision like, I'm just going to quit, I'm just going to retire, that's permanent. So it's something that you probably just want to slow down, think about. If your work's exhausting, if it's not exciting like it used to be, those are all real feelings, and we all have them on different days. But none of them mean that it's automatically or financially time to retire. So when something goes wrong and you go home and you tell your spouse, I am quitting tomorrow. And then you
I'm just done. Yeah.
And Tuesday's a little bit better, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and by Friday, it's past.
Yes.
So you don't want to make a temporary situation into a permanent solution.
Okay.
It could be if you're a doctor or an office staff, you're frustrated with insurance. Or if you're an accountant and people are bringing you things at the last minute, you just want to quit. You could mm-hmm. be a sales executive that's just really tired from all the constant pressure. And you're ready for a different role, but maybe not a different life. So we encourage people to try and separate the emotions that they're feeling today from the decisions that they'll have to live with for the next 30 years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a question. Am I running away from something, Denise? Is that something I should ask myself?
Absolutely. You know, the first question is, what exactly are you trying to escape? Is it your commute? Is it the long hours? Is it managing employees? Is it coworkers? Is it a regulatory headache? A difficult boss? A stressful business? Because each one of these problems has a different solution. If you're burned out by being a manager, maybe retirement isn't the answer. Maybe it's hiring another manager or a different manager. If you're tired of ownership, maybe selling part of your company is an option. If you're exhausted, maybe you take a sabbatical or, you know, take some time off to try to get some clarity about what you've been missing. But retirement shouldn't automatically be your first solution if you haven't identified what the real problem is.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good points. A difficult boss, regulatory headaches, yep. managing employees, long hours.
Yeah.
That hits about everything.
It hits everything.
That hits a lot. Okay. So what am I retiring to, Amy?
That's a good question, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
So
yes.
If you make that permanent decision one day without thinking, what am I retiring to? We spend all of our life working and planning for that day that we're going to retire. And a lot of us don't think about, well, what are we going to do after we've done that? So imagine, if you will, two retirees. One just says, I am so ready to just get up every day and not have an alarm go off and do what I want. But
yeah.
they don't really know what I want is. Are they going to do very well in retirement? Are they going to be bored? Are they going to feel like they don't have, you know, something to do every day? And the second retiree says, okay, I'm going to start volunteering at the local food bank or my church. I'm going to spend a couple of days with the grandkids, you know, teaching them all mm-hmm. of my worldly knowledge.
That could be dangerous.
I know.
That's right.
Maybe I'll do a little consulting work or something like that. I'm going to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I have some trips. Now, which one of these retirees do you think is going to adjust better,
yeah.
right?
you know, the happiest retirees usually have something that's pulling them forward, not something that's a definite end. It's the grandkids, it's travel, it's gardening, it's volunteering, it's helping out, you know, with the family farm, consulting,
yeah,
part-time work.
Yeah.
Something that they have enjoyed but haven't had the time to do. Fishing, golf, church leadership, whatever it may be, their purpose is waiting on the other side of retirement. And eventually the retirement honeymoon wears off, and we've seen people retire and then start a business 6 months later, not because they needed the money, but because they're missing out on that, solving problems, having conversations, having, you know, significant relationships with other people. So retirement really works best when you're moving toward something, not when you're simply moving away from work.
Okay.
And that's good. A really good, those are excellent points. And I think we all kind of have this Pollyanna idea that, oh, we're once I retire, you know, uh-huh, I'm going to. And what we've found is that you need to be thinking about those things prior to retirement.
Yes.
Having a plan, knowing what the future is going to look like, determining what that future is going to look like. You, mm-hmm, can't just assume it's going to be all sunshine and rainbows.
That's right. That's right.
Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream.
There you go. So, but another important question is, does my financial plan support retirement? Before you walk off in a haste because of that doggone boss.
Exactly.
What's your financial plan look like? So tell me about this.
You know, and just because you're emotionally ready to retire doesn't mean you're financially to retire.
Yes.
And there are a lot of questions you have to ask yourself. Can your investments provide an income for what lifestyle that you plan to live for? This is probably the biggest thing people don't think about, and it's healthcare.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're covered by this wonderful group health plan, and you've got this great health insurance, and people over the age of 50 have no idea how much healthcare costs in the private world.
It's really expensive.
Mm-hmm. And it has really high deductibles, and mm-hmm, it's really expensive.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the whole thing that people just automatically, nobody gives that consideration, and then they quit. And then they come in and they're like, oh my gosh, do you know how much my health insurance is? And, you know, you try to have these conversations and you try to tell people, and some people listen, some people don't. So, I mean, your health care is a huge, huge consideration about your health insurance. You know, what about Social Security timing? You know, there's a lot of people, oh my gosh, I'm going to turn my Social Security on right now because I don't want to take a chance that I could lose it. You know, mm-hmm, all this stuff, all the doom and gloomers out there that, mm-hmm, you know,
mm-hmm,
you're going to, I don't think we're ever going to see Social Security eliminated. But once you turn that Social Security on, there are limitations about that. And you run into different things with your income and that kind of thing. So all these things are, you have to really consider. And, you know, if you have two couples who are approaching retirement, and they're in their early 60s and they've saved the same amount, one can retire comfortably. Maybe the other is going to have a harder time because numbers aren't the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one couple has a pension. There aren't a lot of those companies left that pay pensions, but maybe they've paid off their mortgage. Maybe they're going to not travel. They're going to spend a lot of time at home close to their kids or close to their, you know, their home itself. You know, while others may want to travel extensively every year, it's kind of, those differences are going to matter about your retirement, if you're going to be able to afford to or not to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these are all discussions that you should have prior, mm-hmm, to that decision of, I'm done, I'm quitting, I'm going to retire. You can't just figure it out It doesn't work that way. I mean, it can, but it's not the best approach to take.
I'm done.
When you're planning to retire.
I'm done is not a good plan.
I'm done is not a good plan.
All right. Good advice. So are there any questions we need to ask ourselves, Amy, around this that we've left out here this morning?
Well, I think the big point we want to make is, do you really want to retire by saying, take this job and show it?
Pull out the Johnny Paycheck,
the
baby.
The old Johnny Paycheck song. Exactly. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. You might want to, but...
No, we should listen to that later.
We should. Anyway. We should.
You know, sometimes people do quit after a difficult year or conflict or a disappointing event. You know, and those emotions will eventually fade, but your retirement decision, that's not probably going to change. You most likely won't be able to go back to that job that you shoved. So,
and Social Security is not a do-over either
once you make that one. That's right.
You know.
It isn't. Yep. So it might not be the best idea to make a really big financial decision after an emotional event. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the questions to ask. And the other question is, if I worked one more year, what would that year accomplish? And it might really change quite a bit. It could increase your retirement income.
Absolutely.
Social Security is based on your 35 highest years of income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you worked one more year at a higher income, it's going to knock off your year of lower income. Would this reduce my taxes? Could I do some Roth conversions? Could I pay off some debt, improve my business value, or fund more travel? You know, the point isn't that everyone should work longer, but it should simply be to understand what you're gaining or giving up by retiring this year instead of next year.
Yeah. Or pulling out the Johnny Paycheck song.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, wrap this up for me, Denise.
Well, you know, retirement isn't just about reaching a certain age. You know, it used to be everybody planned for, I'm going to work till I'm 65, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and now people are living longer, they're working longer, and it's just, you can't let age be the sole reason that you're going to retire or that you're sick of this job.
Yeah.
You know, that shouldn't be your sole reason about what you're going to do in life. It's about reaching a point where your finances, your purpose, and your life are all working together. And if you're saying, I'm just tired, that doesn't mean it's time to retire. It just simply means maybe you need to move in a new direction. And if retirement's been on your mind and you're not sure if you're ready, or if you're simply looking for a change, we'd love to sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us a call. You can visit us online, and you can schedule a Milestone Fit meeting. And that phone number is 712-623-5726 or milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Great information. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you too.
Stay
cool. Have a good week.
We'll see you next time.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't